recently there's been a tremendous hesedus and awakening in Chabad and in Klal Yisrael in the area of Avas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael to strengthen the bond that we have with one another. We know that Hashem is referred to in Tanakh as Tzur Levavi, the rock of my heart. And the Alter Rebbe explains in Tani Negeres HaKodesh that the mashal of the heart is very appropriate over here, because for the heart to be healthy, there needs to be a general flow coming from the heart to all different parts of the body, a flow of blood and of life and energy. All the organs receive their sustenance, their energy, their strength from the heart. And the concept of sickness is when this flow is not running and operating in a proper way. When the neshamis are dvukos umkusharos yachad, when they're tied and attached to one another, there's health. Health above klayachal, and health for us, because the hashva, the flow of energy, goes into all different parts of the body. Liba, polig, l'chol, shayf, and the heart extends itself to all different parts of the body. A healthy person could go where he wants and when he wants. An unhealthy person is restricted in so many ways. If there's health in the Shamas Yisrael, then there's no restrictions in terms of the bracha. Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad. The bracha of Hashem comes when we're all as one. In Sfarim it says on the word bereshis, the very first word in the Torah, one of the Ramazim in the word bereshis, bereshis stands for bris eish. Bris, there's a covenant between one yid and another, which unites us all together, and this covenant is in the way of eish, in the way of fire. There's a story that the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe of Lubavitch, and his brother, the Razar, Reb Zalman Aram, when they were little kids, they were playing a game, and because they grew up by the grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, and they saw so many chassidim coming to receive brachas from the Tzemach Tzedek, they play the game of Rebbe Chassid. The Razar was the older brother, he played Rebbe, and the Rebbe Rashab, the younger brother, played Chassid. The Rebbe Rashab came to ask a bracha from the Razar. And when he came to him to ask a bracha, one of the questions that Rebbe Rashab asked the Raza, "Why? What's the idea of a Rebbe giving brachas?" And the Raza said that the Eibishter is Eish Oichla, is a consuming fire, and the Yid is like the Eibishter, and therefore a Yid is also Eish Oichla, is also consuming fire. So the Rebbe Rashab asked the question, "But I just touched your hand, and I didn't get burnt. I didn't get a burn from your fire." And the Raza answered that a burn is only when something which is not fire touches fire. When fire touches fire, there's no burn. We all together in a state of achdus, we are in an eish oichla, consuming fire. But we don't get burned from one another. We make sure others don't get burned from us. This is a strong, powerful bris that we have, a fiery bris, but we are together in the same fire. And this achdus gives us koyach and shlemus in every single thing that we do. It gives us brachas begashmis, gives us brachas beruchnis. The Tzemach Tzedek once said, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, is Rosh HaTevis. Aleph, Achdus, or Ava, when there's unity, when there's love, Beis, Bracha, gives us Bracha. And Chas V'Sholm, if there's the opposite, Gimel, which is Gaiva, arrogance, Yeshus, ego, which gets in the way, that causes the opposite of Bracha, which is Dalad, which stands for Dalas, poverty. Achdus brings so much Brachas. The Medrash said that if Yidna compared to sticks, to reeds, when each reed is on its own, it's easy to break it. When they're all tied together, it's impossible to break them. When atem nitzavim kulchem, and all yidna together, they nitzavim, they stand strong. No one can control them. How is it possible that an external force could get in the way and have control on chelik havaya amma yon yidin? Where's the opening? When we make a crack within us, even a slight crack between us and someone else, that slight crack allows for something from outside to get in the way, for a virus to get into the way. The only way to hold back any external viruses to get inside is through achdus. Each person on his own never knows. A person on his own doesn't see any faults. Al kol pshoim techasa ava. A person's love to himself covers over all his faults. When he loves himself, he doesn't see any cracks, big cracks, and certainly not small cracks. When there's Avas Yisrael, then there's no cracks in anyone. We don't see any faults in anyone. So the Eibishter to help from this Achdus that's becoming stronger and stronger should cause it should be nitzavim hayoyim kulchem, we should stand strong, nitzav melech, strong like a melech, like a king. And Eivish will help that this brist, this covenant that we made with each other, which is Eish, which is a covenant of fire, should stand us in good stead and bring us the ultimate gula ha-mitzvah v'ashlema, when we all will be kulanu ke'echad, the entire Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, the Kutshebrichu, kula chad, will all become one. And it has been stated before that the word chad over here is used. Chad is more than echad, more than yachid. Echad is one of many. Yachid is singular, but chad is sharp. Chad represents the chudei shel machad, the sharpness of the needle. This oneness is one on every single level. It's sharp and strong, and it could penetrate everything. So the Eibush to help him, we should be zeichet to see that begilui taken from Yad Mamash.